I am feeling very cruel indeed, and I have quite a plan for you tonight. I want you to eat your come for me. I want you to taste your own medicine. How many girls have gone down on you and swallowed that disgusting jizz of yours, that white, mucusy, disgusting stuff that comes out of your dick every time you come? I'm feeling nasty and I'm feeling mean, and I want to make you eat your come. Are you ready to show how willing you are to serve me? Are you willing to go to the extreme to eat your cum for Goddess? I think you better. I think you better make it up to all those girls that you made swallow your cum. You have some retribution. They'll have some retribution tonight because I want you to start stroking your cock for me because Goddess says so. And I want you to eat your cum. When you come, I want you to taste it. I want you to taste it and tell me what it tastes like. I want to know exactly what your cum tastes like, and I want you to send me a message so I know that you actually did it. I want to know that you tasted your cum, and not only that, that you ate it for me. If you're a little pussy wimp and you want to just do things halfway, then you can send me a message about what it tastes like. And if you want to show me your full devotion and fucking eat all your cum for me, you little fucking cunt, then message me and tell me you ate the whole thing and tell me what it tasted like. There are a couple of options. All result in you eating all of your cum. So I'm going to give you probably four different choices here while you stroke your fucking tiny cock to me telling you that you're going to eat your cum. See, I told you I was feeling nasty tonight, you little cunt. So the first option is for the pussies. You take a shot glass and rinse it with a little bit of water so it has water all the way around and just a tiny bit at the bottom, or you can do it with whiskey or another kind of liquid. You cum or jizz into the shot glass, and then you drink it down right at the end. Then you don't even really taste it. Everyone can do that. You're just a fucking pussy if you don't go all the way. The next one shows a little bit more devotion. You can come on a table or a plate and lick it up, and you really get the taste of your cum in your mouth that time. This way, you're really tasting your medicine. You know exactly how vulgar and vile it truly is. Third, you can come on your own hand and lick it off your hand afterwards. This one's placed in the third spot because there are little kind of crevices and spots between your fingers where it can take a little longer to lick up, and you're going to have the taste in your mouth for longer. And fourth, you can lift your legs up over your head. You're kind of laying down, but then you lift your whole torso and your legs up, and you position yourself in a way that when you come right on your face and right in your mouth. And since you're going to be orgasming at the time, you're not going to be able to have perfect aim. So you're going to miss a little bit and come on your face. So, first of all, you're going to come directly in your mouth, and then you're going to have to lick up all the splatterings all over your face, all the residue. So, those are four different ways that you can serve me tonight, you little bitch ass. So, I want you to eat your cum for me. I wonder how long it's going to take for you to come to me telling you that that's what you have to do tonight. You're just such a fucking pussy. You're just such a fucking little submissive cunt that you're going to eat your cum for me tonight and show me that you know who's boss. Show me that you deserve to be well below me, that you don't even deserve to listen to the sound of my voice. And the only thing you can do to try and make it up to me is make me feel really good by you tasting your own disgusting jizz. I know you've been wondering what it tastes like. I know you've been wondering what it tastes like. So go ahead, you're gonna come, and when you do, you're gonna lick it up. You're gonna lick up the whole entire fucking mess ball. Yeah, it's like giving yourself a little nice snowball. You can think of it as a shot of your own medicine. How many shots of your own medicine are you willing to take for Goddess? I'll challenge you to something. If you send a little recording of me to me of you eating your cum, I will send you a prize. Now you don't have to do that because I know a lot of you who listen to my recorded phone sex are very shy. But if you want to do that, I'll send you a nice prize. Or if you want to call in sometime, I promise I won't bite. I'll just laugh at your bitch ass while you're eating your cum for me. That would be very, very, very fun. So, are you embarrassed that you'll do this for me? Or do you feel a little bit proud? Do you feel good knowing how happy it's going to make me when you finally do eat your cum, you little cunt? Oh my God, I wonder what it's going to taste like in your mouth. I hope you're really stroking your cock to this and you're starting to get really, really fucking excited and your pre-cum starting to dribble out and you're wondering what that tastes like. Oh my God, what a fag you are. You little cum sucker for me tonight. I know you just want to please me. I know you just want to please me, but I'm in such a vile mood. I just feel so evil. I'm your mistress tonight. Not so much of a goddess, but I'm more of in a mistress mood. And I want you to fucking eat your jizz for me. Eat your cum. I want you to make me happy. You know you can make me happy by doing something so disgusting and proving how much you care about me. Proving how much you'll go and do for me. Proving how far you'll descend into the depths of my twisted mind. How far will you go? How far will you go? 'Cause I don't know about you, but I think that your purpose in life is to serve me and make me very happy. And tonight, this is what I've decided is going to make me happy. You eating your disgusting jizz. That is what's going to make me happy, and you're going to do it tonight. If you chicken out, well, fuck you. Try again another time. And if you do it, I'll say it now. You are such a good boy. You are so good. You will make me so happy. The happiest goddess in the entire world. Oh my God, you are so good. Such a good boy for eating something so dirty for me. Oh, I know you want me to be so happy and proud of you, and I can brag about you, and I can know that you really did it. You did it. You did the unthinkable. You did the thing that you've been thinking about for a long time but never thought you would actually do. Hopefully, at this point, you will know what your cum tastes like. You'll know that it's a little sour, a little bitter, kind of numbs your mouth in a way. But that's okay, because then you won't be able to taste it as much. I just want you to do this one thing. It's very simple and it's no big deal. I just want you to swallow all your cum for me. I want you to swallow every little bit of your cum, and I want you to make me the happiest goddess in the whole world. Will you do that? Will you make me so happy? I really need that tonight. I need you to make my night, make my day, make me the happiest mistress in the entire world by swallowing your cum. Swallow your cum for me. I really need it. I need you to do that because I need you to show me your devotion. I need you to show me that you'll do anything to please me, no matter how dirty, no matter how vile, no matter how disgusting. It comes from you, and you're gonna taste your own medicine as you come. And if you're a little bit of a pussy, do that first option. Take a little bit of whiskey, come right into a shot glass. Swallow the whole thing. Before you know it, the whole thing's going to be over. And you know how proud you're going to feel? You know how proud you're going to make me? You're going to feel so fucking good that you pleased your goddess that much. You know how happy I'll be? Oh my God. Ah, that is the best. It's the best feeling to know that you've totally surrendered and totally submitted to me by eating your cum, that you're willing to go that far for me. I know I'm beautiful. I know that I own your cock. I know that you think about me all the time, and if you don't know me yet, you will. But that's it. That's exactly what I'm looking for tonight. It's something so simple and so easy. How far will you go for me tonight? How far will you go? I want you to go all the way. I want you to eat your cum. I want you to stay motivated all the way through your orgasm and then quickly shove your cum in your mouth before you have a second thought because I don't want you to change your mind. I don't want you to say no to Goddess. That would be very bad. I want you to say yes. I want you to say yes. I will do whatever it takes, mistress. That's what I want you to say now. Say it out loud right now. Yes, I will do whatever it takes, mistress. Yes, I will do whatever it takes, mistress. Yes, I will do whatever it takes, mistress. And one more time. Yes, I will do whatever it takes, mistress. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, Four, three, two, one, do it. Come in that little glass. Come on your hand. Come wherever you're coming and then fucking eat it for me. Eat it. Come on, eat it. Come on, lick every little bit up. Make me the happiest fucking goddess in the whole world. Do it now. Do it now. Please me. Oh my God, I hope you've been a good boy. If you've been a good boy, here's a little kiss for you. Mwah. All right, till next time. Bye bye.